Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. To become a classic, a novel must withstand the test of time. Natalie Phillips, assistant professor of literature at Michigan State University, reveals how the human brain responds to the books that we just can't put down.
I first became interested in literary neuroscience, perhaps bizarrely, at an 18th century conference. I was sitting at a panel on cognitive approaches to literature, and after noticing all the various ways people were attending, or in many cases, not attending, I wondered, has anyone ever written a book on the history of distraction? And because of where I was, could you apply cognitive studies of attention in the process? It was this unexpected connection between literary history and cognitive science that in fact springboarded our fMRI study of literary attention in Jane Austen. Our experiment uses this brain imaging technology, fMRI, to explore the cognitive effects of bringing different levels of focus to reading, here, to reading a novel by Jane Austen. We had our subjects read a chapter from Mansfield Park in two specific ways: pleasure reading, or becoming lost in a good book, and close reading, an analytical skill taught in literary classrooms across the country, where we asked them to analyze things like characterization, setting, plot, and voice while they're reading, and then write a short literary essay at the end. As they moved between these styles of attention, we used the MRI to track changes in blood flow in their brain. The biggest surprise from our preliminary results so far has been this. Rather than what was expected, changes in specific and quite local regions associated with directed attention, what we're finding are broad, almost global changes in brain activation for close reading across multiple areas. This engagement of such widespread regions of the brain suggests that core skills in the liberal arts have immense cognitive complexity. Moreover, it may not just be the books we read, but the attention we give them that's of value.
That was Natalie Phillips of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.